It's been hard enough for species like the kangaroo rat and the long-toed salamander to win protection under the Endangered Species Act. Many people see little value in keeping a rat or a lizard from going extinct. But there are some people who are now making the case to save parasites. Elizabeth Arnold reports.
A couple of scientists would like to put lice on the endangered species list. Yeah, that's right, lice. Now, they're not exactly shouting it from the rooftops.
Because it sounds preposterous.
It does.
But we really mean it.
We do mean it.
PhD candidate Noah Whiteman and his advisor, Dr. Patricia Parker, at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, want to conserve parasites, which most of us, choosing my words carefully here, would rather do without. Parker says even among scientists, parasites get a bad rap.
We are quick to put predators on the endangered species list, so hawks and eagles and falcons and bears and tigers, you know, because they're large and charismatic, but they make their living also completely at the expense of some victim, and nobody seems to mind that. And yet poor parasites, who also live at the expense of other organisms, don't get that same recognition.
Okay, so they're small and not very cuddly, and some can kill you, but they're also just gross, aren't they?
Once you get beyond thinking of something as yucky and begin to kind of look at it, there's almost always something terribly interesting there.
And that's what happened here. Parker's student, Noah Whiteman, discovered that parasites can actually be more useful than most scientists realize because of what they can tell us about their hosts.
Like human head lice. We're the host of human head lice and human body lice. Also.
Although you yourself may not be a host.
Exactly.
In fact, we hope that you aren't.
And for the record, I am not. Now, it turns out these host-specific parasites can tell us even more about the host than the host can. For example, Parker and Whiteman have been studying hawks in the Galapagos Islands, but couldn't figure out their family tree, how and when the hawks colonized each of 9 different islands. But by looking at their parasites, which evolve faster and in much greater numbers, the sequence was discovered. That's the kind of thing Whiteman says can be applied elsewhere. In short, he says parasites can be vital to understanding other species.
And so they do offer a service to biodiversity, but they also here will offer a service to conservation managers who want to know how my population of wolves over here is related to that one over there, but can't tell because they're so recently separated. Well, go look at their lice.
Parasites apparently are going extinct for the same reasons as their host species, but at a much faster pace. In the case of 2 species, the California condor and the black-footed ferret, their specific parasites were removed when they were brought into captivity. The condor and the ferret were successfully reintroduced. Their parasites went extinct, and nobody noticed. Not that Whiteman has any illusions about changing attitudes overnight.
You have no idea. Even within our own department, we say things like, oh, did you see my parasite conservation paper? And the invariable response is laughter. I've been encountering this my entire academic life.
Whiteman's paper, however, was quickly accepted last year by Columbia University for the annual gathering of the Society for Conservation Biology. But Whiteman's advisor, Dr. Parker, doesn't see taking the plight of the parasites on the road anytime soon.
I'm afraid we're not quite there yet.
No, I don't think we are either.
For this debate to be brought to the
floor of the Senate.
To the floor of the Senate. And I think we're still better off sticking with the large, charismatic, sexy megavertebrates at that level.
Still, Whiteman and Parker say there should be some empathy for the louse, the mite, the tick, as we all seem to fit the definition.
Don't we? We make our living at the expense of other organisms, and from their perspective, we don't give much back.
And we're scientists. We get grant money, right? We're social parasites in some way.
Perhaps it's just how you look at it. Noah Whiteman and Dr. Patricia Parker, who just want parasites to get a little respect. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Arnold.